Today is George's birthday, and we are gathered here to celebrate our sister and to show her love and to start her off on this day. And our prayer is that it'll be the best day of her life because it's the only one she got. But I'm excited about Georgia today, as I said, because she named me, and that's just kind of personal to me. But, Georgia, it's a great day. Emma's going to bring us the birthday verse. Geneva's going to sing us the birthday song. Leroy will bring us the birthday prayer. And then we'll have words from the birthday person, and then we'll close out. But I think I missed the part in there where all the siblings give a thought.
Before the prayer and before the honoree.
Okay, before the prayer.
Right after the birthday song.
So now we're going to have the birthday verse from Emma and the birthday song by Geneva, and then we'll have sibling thoughts starting with Tammy.
Okay. All right, today's birth verse comes from Galatians 2 and 20, the NIV. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. How fitting, how appropriate. I'll elaborate on that one during the sibling tribute time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Georgia. Happy birthday, dear Georgia. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord continue to bless you. May the good Lord continue to keep you. May the good Lord continue to bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Georgia. Love you.
Happy birthday, Georgia. This is Tammy. I wish you many more, and I love you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday again. This is Geneva. Georgia, I remember when you were going to school over in Grambling, and sometimes I would come over in the summertime to help watch Carl and Michael, and I remember you lived in a little white house. If you went down that road, it was back there on your left. And I would never, ever forget that my first Christmas toy, you bought it. It was a white, tall, walking doll. Mine was in the blue dress. Tanner's was in the pink dress. And I just want to thank you for all of the contributions that you made toward all of us when you was away working, sending money back to help care for all of us. And I just want to again wish you a happy birthday. Thank you for everything that you've done to contribute to our success. And again, may God continue to keep you, continue to bless you. Happy birthday. I love you and pray you have a wonderful day today and the rest of your life.
Georgia, this is Frederick, and I'll say ditto to Tammy and what Geneva said. I really appreciate your leadership, your sacrifices, your love. I just appreciate Georgia, and I wish you a happy birthday and many, many more.
Bye. Amen. Good morning, Georgia. Happy birthday. This is Leroy. I just thank God for you and just you being who you are. I'm just grateful to have you as a big sister. And I just admire, as long as you taught school, I thought about that this morning. I just admire how long you taught school. And I want to just say this to you. You taught for years. I know you fought through tears. You got a lot of teachers. They ain't nothing but peons. But I'm here to tell you, baby, you an icon. Happy birthday.
Oh, Jesus. Why you put me behind Leroy?
Wait a minute, Leroy. Wait. Leroy. Fred, do y'all remember that deuce and a quarter?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we.
Y'all was carbon dioxide positive. Everything was coming off you.
That car turned the corner. You had to wait about 5 minutes for it to get through. That news was still coming. That car had enough time.
Baby, we were riding.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I think we all rode in that big uniform.
Everybody could get in there.
I remember going to Monroe one time to see Elaine, Sam's sister, in Monroe. I must have had to put 3 or 4 quarts of oil in there.
Yeah, but you was riding, though, horse. You was riding.
Boy, it was sleazy. Called it a deuce and a quarter. Electric.
That's what they call it. Electric 235.
225.
That's it.
Anyway, okay, Georgia, as the happy birthday, and as the birth verse said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and it's you exemplify that verse, first of all, with those children. When I moved back here, I said, I said, I'm just not going to be running around like George may be running around. I'm just not going to do it. Well, needless to say, I lied. That wasn't the plan that the Lord had for me. I find myself doing, for you, remind me so much of Mama, because when somebody, her brother, somebody passed in the family, and I was close by. I'd run up here. I said, well, I don't want Mama to have to do all that work by herself. So, or whatever, I'm going up here to help Mama. So I find myself doing the same thing with you when it comes down to these children, because, see, I could choke some of them half to death and finish off the rest of them. But because that is the Christ in you, like I said, you exemplify that every day, especially when dealing with these folks' children. At school, after school, church, it just carries on. And that's your gift that the Lord has bestowed upon you. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for it. And by the way, y'all didn't know, that's another ride or die right there. That's my road dog right there, too.
Praise God. And good morning, Georgia. The hardest woman I know. And the verse that comes to me, I know Emma gave the birthday verse, but the verse that comes to me when I think of you is Hebrews, is in Hebrews 6:16. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And I see your efforts, I see your work, and all I can say to you this morning is God is not forgotten, and he's going to reward those works, and just keep on keeping on. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
God saves us. Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. Happy birthday, Georgia.
Thank you.
Are you Karen? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
You're Karen out of mom and dad's work, as of they themselves would or doing themselves, did themselves. Happy birthday, and many, many more. Prosper, fruitful. Happy birthday.
Thank you for that.
Happy birthday, Georgia. This is Marie. And when I think about you, 3 adjectives come to mind. You are persistent. you are consistent and you are insistent. Persistent means continuing to do something even though it's difficult and others might give up. I think of you as being persistent in raising your kids, pursuing your education, sewing to bring in income when you lived and worked in Chicago, and how it really wasn't easy, but you persisted and never gave up. Consistent, acting or behaving in the same way, steadfast, adhering to the same principles. You never miss Sunday school or church, and you're very consistent and steadfast in continuing to go and continuing.
Are you there?
Marie, you cut out for a moment.
Can you hear me?
No.
Yes, we heard that.
Continuing
to go was the last thing we heard you say.
Oh, continuing to go. I said that you are consistent in your ways, never missing Sunday school or church, and in your entire career, I cannot imagine you missing days calling in sick. Insistence, the act of saying something in a way that does not allow disagreement, stating or demanding something forcefully. I just hear you yelling at the kids, telling them, y'all better shut up, I'm sick and tired, go to bed right now. That leaves no room for disagreement or argument. You are very insistent. And three quotes that pretty much describes it all. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. That's by Thomas Jefferson. If you are persistent, you will get it. If you are consistent, you will keep it. Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the last one, fake people have an image to maintain. Real people just don't care. They keep doing what they're doing. They keep being who they are, and they keep remembering whose they are. I love you. I wish you a happy birthday. Keep on doing you. Be persistent, be consistent, and be insistent, and live your life for Christ. And happy, happy birthday, and many, many more.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Georgia. This is Anna. And I could just about say ditto to what the rest of them have said. But Geneva touched on the children. Well, Emma touched on the children and your work with them at Pleasant Star. And, you know, Marie touched on your works, you know, when you were away. But I would just like to say that I know that, you know, by you being away and sending back to aid the family and everything, help to get us out of Fort Necessity. And I don't know who it was that encouraged Daddy to sell that property that he had in Pine Prairie. And your efforts helped to purchase the property back there behind the schoolhouse. I really appreciate that. That was one of the best things that you could have ever done for our entire family. And I love you. May this birthday be one of the best that you've ever had. And God continue to bless you. That's it. Happy birthday.
Well, praise God. We thank God for you. It's a blessing to have a sister that seemed to have tapped into the purpose for her life, the original intent of a thing. And it is to take care of people and to love them. And I don't think you ever get tired of that. Because when you're working in your purpose and living according to God's plan, then things get easy and they become just normal, everyday items. We thank God so much for you. We thank God for you tapping into your purpose and doing God's will in all that you do. I love you. Happy birthday to you, and many, many more.
Good morning, Georgia. And when you start at the least and come, the youngest and come up to hear everything be said. But one thing that you just so you reminds me, I look out my window and I see you just making your little loop and your little circle around like Daddy used to do, and it just bring joy to my heart. And then next thing you stop at the door and you have something in your hand, or you know, that you done been out in the field. And, you know, all those things means a lot to me. And because it's the things that you do for people and for me that I really can't get out there and just say do for myself. But, I thank God for you, and I thank God for our conversations and things that we have and our laughter and times. And just thank God. And I remember when you went to Gremlin that I just cried because reason I was crying so hard, well, I missed you because I know you was gone, and I couldn't hide, didn't have nowhere to hide. I had to get out there and do that work that you'd be doing for me. And I just thank God for you, and I love you, and I appreciate you, and I pray you have a many, many more birthdays.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. George, just Luce, I just want to say happy birthday. And love you many more.
All right, thank you, Lucy. For my siblings and all, I just want to thank all of you for getting up this morning, calling in to wish me a happy birthday. And all that I do is for the love of God, and it is from my heart. And just thank you, all of y'all. It said well. And when it come down to talking about mom and daddy and food necessities, oh, I just won't even go into it because I did not want to see my mom and my dad. And I know if I helped them, it was going to be helping the family. But it was just because of love that the way mama had raised us, the things she had talked about, daddy and mama had talked about, to me and to the rest of the family, the ones that was big enough to understand what was going on. That was just God's plan that it worked out the way that it did work out. And I do thank you all for wishing me this happy birthday. And I love all of y'all.
We love you too, Judge.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. All right. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for Georgia and her celebrating another birthday. And, Father, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. And, Lord, we will continue to honor you and magnify you. And, Father, we thank you that we have a God that we can call on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, Lord, we thank you that you never sleep nor slumber. And, Father, we give you the glory and the praise for that. Father, as we celebrate Georgia's birthday, we lift her up before you, O God. Father, we thank you for continuously meeting her every need. Lord, continue to guard over her, protect her all the days of her life. Father, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is a strength today. We thank you that she have a sound mind, all the activities of her limbs today. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the labor that she's done is not in vain, Lord God. Father, we thank you for continuously opening up the windows of heaven and pouring her out blessings that she don't have room enough to receive. And Lord, continue to lead her and guide her in the way that you have her to go, Father. And Lord, we give you the glory for it. Now, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that all of her needs are met today in Jesus' name. And Father, we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, this is bring us to the end, unless someone else have a closing comment or something else to say about George's birthday.
Y'all forgot about the very first car that I don't. It came from one of his family.
That it was kind of bent on the back left side.
Toe up. Somebody hit him in the back.
It was like that man hip Lucy be talking about.
That man hip, that man butt sitting out there looking like a woman butt.
I don't remember.
Okay, then. Well, the family that prays together stays together. Happy birthday, Georgia.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, whatever number on here, thank you.
All of them on here, all of them. Okay, well, y'all kind of just lingering.
All right.
Anything else?
See y'all in the morning.
Okay. All right.
All right, have a good day.
Have a birthday. I need to call Sanjanita in English to be on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good day.
Good day.
God bless. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.